There is value to the rediscovery of any silent film that was thought lost for decades. After all, fewer than half of all silent films have survived. When the rediscovered film is the last silent film ever made featuring Sherlock Holmes, there is particular reason to celebrate. Recently, extremely rare materials on the 1929 German feature film Der Hund von Baskerville were located. A Czech language 35mm distribution print was identified in a Warsaw film archive, and a 9.5mm Pathex abridgment, originally for the amateur market, was found in a private collection. With these prints, Der Hund von Baskerville was able to be restored by the Polish archive, preservationists Rob Byrne and Russell Merritt, the San Francisco Silent Film Festival, and Flickr Alley. Just a few weeks ago, Flickr Alley released the title with incredible bonus features on Blu-ray and DVD. In 1929, Germany was still in its milestone years of expressionist filmmaking. Film industries from around the world were looking towards Berlin for inspiration. These were the pre-Hitler years when creativity was free-flowing. So it is no surprise that Der Hund von Baskerville, directed by the respected filmmaker Richard Oswald, based on a German stage play of the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle story, boasts a prized international cast of players. The most surprising casting for me is American movie idol Carlisle Blackwell as Sherlock Holmes. Handsome, distinguished, and pleasantly charming, Blackwell was one of the leading lights of the U.S. silent film industry throughout the teens and 20s. When sound came in, he made one talkie and then retired. As Holmes, Blackwell is more sociable than others who have had the esteemed role. His character is introduced as genial, which isn't a word I would choose for many interpretations of Holmes. I am not the first to point out that the story of the Hound of the Baskervilles is the most fitting of all Holmes' tales for production in Germany in 1929. It was their heyday for presenting horror and terror in an artful manner. Der Hund von Baskerville utilizes all of the German expressionist cinematic tools to create an atmosphere that threatens and provokes viewers to a high emotional response. Gloomy Gothic sets, expressionist lighting, silhouettes, uncomfortably tight close-ups, a bird's-eye view establishing shot, tracking shots, subjective camera. After all, 1929 is the last year and the highest level of development of silent film production. What may be a familiar story to most Sherlock Holmes fans takes on a singular style of excitement in this very old movie. With a new musical track and a polished restoration, the Devonshire Moors are menacing, and the Baskerville family is in grave danger. It is Holmes and Dr. Watson to the rescue. After 90 years, Der Hund von Baskerville retains a sinister air that results in an exhilarating experience for most contemporary Sherlock Holmes enthusiasts.